The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So we'll continue now with this topic of the Buddha's 16 stages of mindfulness of breathing. And I want to repeat something I said at the beginning of the guided meditation, that to really appreciate the value of how breathing sits at the crossroads of so much of our lives, and such a valuable reference point for understanding so much of our lives, it really helps to really delve deeply into it, or rest deeply in the experience of breathing. And this is why the deeper we go, or the more concentrated we become in this mindfulness of breathing, the more it kind of brings together, processes together, opens up to so many different areas and aspects of our life. Breathing, in a sense, is a microcosm to some understanding the rest of our lives. And there are many dimensions to breathing, to the experience of breathing. And the four that I mentioned is that there is what I call the horizontal dimension, which is the spread of sensations throughout the body that relate to breathing. That as the body moves, as the diaphragm moves and the lungs fill with oxygen and then let the air out, that there's movements in the body, and to be connected to those movements in the places where there is no movement, where things are held, maybe there's resistance, but to feel the whole impact of breathing in a particular moment, anywhere might experience it. So I call that the vertical dimension. The horizontal dimension is to become aware of the sensations of breathing in the body in a deeper and deeper way, fuller way, really kind of have an intimacy with it, like you're entering into a really feeling fully each of the particular sensations that come into play. But not because we're straining to do so, but because we become more and more receptive, and it just comes to us and shows itself more and more, the sensation dimensions. And so it's a kind of a sensory awareness exercise. And we're not following the air, the breath itself, even though we might say, use that language. In Vipassana, it's really the sensations of breathing that we're receiving and taking in and experiencing. And then there is the time dimension, where we want to be able to follow the experience of breathing through time, the continuity of attention, the continuity of appreciation, unbroken appreciation of the breath, unbroken by the mind that pulls us away in distraction. And this way of kind of staying with the breath over through time. If you really do it deeply and well, then it's almost like time disappears, even though there's a continuity, we can say, through time. Continuity of the whole in-breath and whole out-breath. If the breathing is fast and kind of rapid, then there's hardly any sensations we feel in that period that we're inhaling and period exhaling. And so we're just aware of whatever there's there. It's not wrong to breathe fast and experience almost no sensations. It's just that's the way it is now, and that we feel it that way. But as we settle in deeper and deeper and get calmer, the tendency is for the breathing then slow down. And as it slows, there's more time to experience one inhale and one exhale. And when I was younger, sometimes I did the checklist approach to mindfulness of the breathing, that I would just kind of, sometimes I use the mental note, rising or falling for breathing in and out. And I would do it at the beginning of the inhale, like it was a duty. And if I say rising, that I'd done my job, and then I wouldn't pay attention to the rest of the inhale because I'd, I checked it off, done that, aware of the inhale. And then I would be aware of the beginning of the exhale, done that, check it off, and then I'd kind of like drift off in thought and hopefully come back soon enough. And And what I learned is not to have that checklist approach, not to be content just with a cursory awareness of an in-breath and an out-breath, but really stay with the whole length of the out-breath. And sometimes it's a feeling that I'm staying with it, and sometimes it's more the feeling that it's staying with me, or that I'm just receiving it and letting it come. And having both options to play with is appropriate in different states of mind that we have. Sometimes it's maybe hopeless to stay with the breath unless we stay with it and could direct ourselves to really stay there because the mind is so pulling us away. And other times, staying there with the breath kind of a directed way is a little bit too forceful and a strain or a little bit too active. And to really relax deeply, it's better to be in receptive mode and to receive it. And so this continuity of attention through time is the time dimension. And then how we use the mind, directed or receptive, spacious or really intimate, close, or just observing it from a distance, the breath, or like, you know, riding the waves or breathing, or really kind of being there at the heart of the sensations of each sensation. These are all ways of being with the mind. And so there's the mind dimension, the awareness dimension that comes into play. And so that's also being worked on and adjusting or finding its way. And some of that's done consciously, and some of it is done kind of, the whole system is adjusting itself as we settle and get concentrated. And it's remarkable to watch the changes over time of in the mind, in the breathing, in the body, as we kind of really enter into this depth and tenderness and intimacy and continuity with breathing over time. And as we feel this, so some of this is all kind of called the breath body, to experience the full experience, all the different aspects of breathing, the continuity through time of the whole in-breath, the whole out-breath, feeling it in different parts of the body, feeling it, you know, how it comes into play, having a continuity from beginning, middle, and end of the in-breath and out-breath, and maybe throughout the body or maybe in a particular spot. A spot that I often keep is right around in the belly, sometimes just below the belly button, sometimes a little bit above it. It kind of moves and shifts as I get more concentrated. And sometimes my attention for breathing goes up to my chest and I stay there. And so my body seems to direct partly where my attention goes. I just follow wherever it seems most predominant or most alive as I'm sitting and meditating. And sometimes I experience the whole breath body. I have this whole beautiful experience of expansion and contraction, like bellows maybe, or like a balloon being blown up and then being released. And so the more that we're familiar with the breath and resting with the breathing, then at some point, the third step, breathing in, experiencing the whole body, breathing out and experiencing the whole body, also spills over into parts of your body that are not directly connected to breathing. And partly this is because we're getting the mind, the more the mind gets settled and less distracted, it's like turning on a light bulb in the mind. The light of awareness gets turned on, and it's ready to shine and take in all the different aspects of present moment experience. And one way or the other, over time, people become more and more aware of more of their body. And sometimes, if you're a beginner to all this, sometimes it's because the body is uncomfortable, or you start feeling the tensions of the body. And there's a way in which the more subtle we become and the more awareness gets turned on, and we're more sensitive, feeling our whole psychophysical system better, we become more and more aware of the tensions and the holding patterns in the body. And rather than being upset about that, I'd encourage you to feel grateful for that. That it's much, much, much better to know you have tension than to have tension and not really know it. It's much better to really feel it and be present for it than it is to ignore it. Even though it's uncomfortable, the art of meditation and the art of breath meditation is learning how to include the whole embodied experience as part of this breath meditation. And so we become more and more embodied as we breathe. And then as practice deepens, the body begins to recede. So there's a period of time where the body becomes very embodied and full, and then the body gets lighter or more, just recedes from the central focus and how it can be at the beginning here. So the first step, the third step of Anapanasati, is one trains oneself breathing in, experiencing the whole breath body. One trains oneself breathing out, one experiences the whole breath body. And so whether it's the guided tour of the breath that we did yesterday and that whole experience of breathing everywhere in the body, or the continuity through time, that breath body that's continuous through time, or it's all these different dimensions. And but whatever you're doing, I hope you enjoy it. And or have the idea in the back of your mind that this is not meant to be grim or pushing, or keep in mind that there is no failure with mindfulness of breathing. You can't fail. You can't do it wrong. So don't bother judging it or comparing yourself. Because the worst that can happen maybe is that your mind drifts off a lot and you can hardly be with your breathing. But the point is not really to be with your breathing. The point is to be aware of what's really happening here in the present moment. And so if you become much more aware of the power of the mind to wander off in thought because you're trying to stay with your breathing, then the meditation has succeeded. If you're able to stay with the breath through time, then the meditation has succeeded. So as long as you're aware of what's happening and notice what's happening, then it's a success. And if you drift off in thought and lost in thought, and so lost in thought that you don't even know you're lost in thought, then there's no problem. You're too lost to know. And as soon as you wake up from that and you're aware that you have been lost in thought, there's no problem anymore because now you're aware. So I like to say there's no problems in meditation. You can't do it wrong in the present moment. If you're in the present moment and judge yourself, I'm doing it wrong, at that moment you have enough wherewithal to simply be aware. Because without that simple awareness, you wouldn't have made that judgment. So that's my little plug to try to enjoy, and don't take it all too seriously, and settle in and become more and more interested in your breath and your breathing. And as I said, I think yesterday and before, you would benefit a lot in your meditation if you make it really a regular thing now through your day, every day, whenever you can, check in with your breathing and do like a 3-minute meditation or a 3-breath meditation or sitting at a traffic light meditation on your breathing. Just look for lots of opportunities to come back to your breathing, so that it becomes more and more a habit to do so. And to do that, then all your learning about mindfulness of breathing and meditation will actually come and benefit your life tremendously. So thank you all very much.